Welcome to Distant Mirror. I'm Alan Kelly, your host every week. Early music, Middle Ages, Renaissance. We are going to feature tonight a mass by English composer Robert Fairfax, 1464 to 1521. His Missa Albanus with the Cardinal's music performing, Andrew Carwin. That'll be in just a moment. We also have some early Italian harpsichord music. We're going to begin with Robert Fairfax, whose dates again 1464 to 1521, English Renaissance composer, considered the most prominent and influential in the reigns of Kings Henry VII and Henry VIII of England. He is reported to have been an organist at St. Albans Abbey, responsible for the music there from 1498 to 1502. He became a member of the Fraternity of St. Nicholas in 1502. At the beginning of Henry VIII's reign in 1509, he granted Fairfax the annuity of a farm in Hampshire. He also possessed and surrendered two ecclesiastical livings. In 1520, he led the royal chapel in the state visit to France of the Field of the Cloth of Gold. He died in 1521, possibly at St. Albans, where he was buried. His surviving works are six masses, two magnificats, 13 motets, nine part songs, and two instrumental pieces. One of his masses, O Bona Jesu, commissioned by Lady Margaret Beaufort, is considered the first parody mass. Lady Margaret Beaufort was the mother of Henry VII. Fairfax has been described as the leading figure in the musical establishment of his day and the most admired composer of his generation. His work was a major influence on later composers, including John Tavener and Thomas Tallis. And the work we're going to hear, the Missa Albanus, be a product of Fairfax's contractual obligations to St. Albans Abbey, hence Missa Albanus, from St. Albans Abbey. See the connection. Here is a performance of it now. This, of course, is in four movements. Gloria, Credo, Sanctus Benedictus being one, the Sanctus Benedictus, and then the Agnus Dei. No Kyrie in the Old English tradition, going by the Psalm. Right. Here is Missa Albanus of Robert Fairfax. The Cardinal's music here is conducted by Andrew Carwood.
Thank you. Thank you.
the Lisa Albanus music of Robert Fairfax, who was the leading composer of his time, the reign of Henry VII of England, and the first decade of Henry VIII's reign. We heard a performance there by the Cardinal's Music, directed by Andrew Carwood, Lisa Albanus of Robert Fairfax from an ASV compact disc. His dates 1464 to 1521. You're listening to Distant Mirror. I'm Alan Kelly, your host. It's difficult for us to imagine the popular appeal that Girolamo Frescobaldi enjoyed in his day when he succeeded Ercole Paschini as the organist of St. Peter's, which was then just nearing completion. His inaugural recital is reported to have attracted a throng of 30,000. His Partita Sopra Ruggiero are sometimes compared to Bach's Goldberg variations for gravity and scope. Here's a performance of it now performed on harpsichord by Edward Parmentier.
Thank you.
really Italian. Harpsichord Music is the name of the CD in that particular piece, Partite Sopra Ruggiero, from the first book of harpsichord pieces, 1608, by Girolamo Frescobaldi, whose dates are 1583 to 1643, Edward Parmentier. The harpsichord is from a Wild Boar compact disc. Well, thank you for listening to Distant Mirror. Help to support this program by becoming a member of the Classical Network at WWFM.org. I've been your host, Alan Kelly. Until next week at the same time, Salus et Vita.